It's been just over 1 year since a wave of ballot initiatives brought the total number of states to legalize marijuana for medical or recreational use up to 29, plus the District of Columbia. Pot remains illegal under federal law. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who opposes legalization, was pressed on that in congressional testimony this week by Tennessee Democrat Steve Cohen.
I would hope you'd look at marijuana and look at the states as laboratories of democracy and see how they've helped. In states where they've got medical marijuana, they have 25% less opioid use. It gives people a way to relieve pain without using opioids, which inevitably leads to death and crime. And so I would hope you take a look at that.
We will take a look at it, and we'll be looking at some rigorous analysis of the marijuana usage and how it plays out. I'm not as optimistic as you.
Joining us now from Miami is Ryan Nurz. He's a correspondent for Fusion and author of the book Marijuana America. Ryan, welcome back.
Thanks a lot, Jeremy. Good to be here.
And let's go through some of the states that legalized recreational marijuana last year. California, Maine, Massachusetts, and Nevada all passed ballot measures legalizing recreational pot. Of those states, how many of them have actually opened dispensaries?
Thus far, just Nevada. In July, it was the first month of legal recreational weed sales. They had $27 million in sales in the first month, which almost doubled what Oregon and Colorado sold. And lines have been out the door, and their sort of weed tourism game looks strong right out of the gate. The rest of them are doing what always happens with these initiatives. They're fretting and thinking about the details. And, you know, there's a lot of weed insiders that say legal weed years are like dog years. It just takes a long time to sort out these laws.
So how long do you think it'll take for some of these other states, including California, to get these dispensaries open?
So California is recreational weed will be legal on January 1st, 2018. And it looks like the laws just came out yesterday, actually. And the wild, wild west of weed is about to get significantly wilder there. They will allow for huge farms there, which sort of stokes this eternal battle between mom-and-pop growers and the sort of Walmartization of marijuana. Other states, it just depends on the state. Maine is really struggling to implement the law because Governor Paul LePage is not helping. He's very, very anti-marijuana, calls it a dangerous gateway drug. Vermont, their governor vetoed their bill. Massachusetts has been mired in a lot of sort of hand-wringing about the details. Their sales tax just went from 12 to 20%, and sales are going to start in July of 2018.
And four other states legalized medical marijuana or greatly expanded access to it: Arkansas, Florida, Montana, and North Dakota. Have those states moved forward in implementing those laws in the past year?
So it's the same thing. There's a lot of hand-wringing, and it's moving slowly. I'm here in Florida, and they've moved towards it. You know, we have a very Republican, sort of staunchly anti-marijuana governor, Scott, but he's allowing it to go forward. There's 17 dispensaries, and it's very, very restrictive. But that's the case in all four of these states, that they're just really, really working out the laws. In 2018, should start to see some of these dispensaries pop up.
Now, even in states where weed is legal, you often cannot smoke it in public. You can't smoke pot in public. In Denver, the city voted last year, and marijuana has been legal in Denver for years now, the city voted to legalize the social use of marijuana in permitted private establishments. Have they started implementing that?
They have not started implementing that, and that is actually revolutionary. Almost every one of these marijuana laws, there's 30 medical marijuana states now, and 8 recreational states. None of them have allowed people to smoke in public, and that's the same as it was in Amsterdam for years before. There's a lot of entrepreneurs waiting for, you know, marijuana coffee shops, outdoor sort of bars, basically turning into, you know, places where you can go outside on a terrace. And, you know, it creates an issue of, you know, do you really want people smoking a joint on the street with kids rolling by in strollers and things like that? I mean, there are some things even the staunchest pro-marijuana people are a little concerned about with those developments.
We heard from Jeff Sessions at the top of this segment, the attorney general. He is obviously against this push for legalized marijuana. Is he likely, though, to take steps to crack down on states that have legalized marijuana since it remains illegal under federal law?
That is a major question in the blossoming marijuana entrepreneurial world. And everyone's waiting to see what Jeff Sessions will do. And obviously, you know, he's very, very anti-marijuana and very concerned about it. And I think that there's a very good chance that he would go after it. I think the only thing is that Trump is a business guy, right? I mean, he's put his entire reputation on drumming up more business. And the fact is that the amount of tax revenue that's coming into these states is just hard to deny. You know, 60% of our states now have medical marijuana laws on the books. That is maybe we're at the point of no return.
That's Ryan Nurz, a correspondent for Fusion and author of the book Marijuana America. Ryan, thank you.
Thank you so much.